Well, I think that it's always about you're after something in someone else that you think you don't have. I mean, there's a level of biology too, isn't there, Susanna? You know, yes. There is that chakra one level of biology. And you can see that in people when they're after the biological hit. You know, it's like when you go out and you're in a bar and you see that guy who's giving you that kind of reptilian slitty eye look.
Oh, girl.
You know, that's just chakra one. It's the crocodile. You know, like I call it crocodile eyes. It's the crocodile. You know, it's chakra one, and you know what it's after that.
And you know that. And I was going to say, and yeah, some people just usually say like they're just fucking me with their eyes.
It's it's a reptilian. There's a reptilian energy to it, I find, and that's that kind of getting off, but on a biological level. But that's a chakra one level. So chakra one is really about procreation. And it's just that very animal level, which is part of us. But then there's a chakra two level, and you're more talking about a chakra two level versus the heart chakra level, chakra four level.
Yeah.
The chakra two level is opposites attract, you know? The chakra two level is looking for that polar energy. And when I say polar energy, I'm not necessarily meaning man-woman. It can be woman, woman, and man, man. But generally, we're going for something in that person that we think that we don't have. Now, of course, what also plays a role in all of that is what we're taught is good looking in society. You know, we can't deny that too, can we? Mm-hmm. I mean, we're conditioned to find this type of woman attractive and that type of guy attractive. So, you know, that plays a role too, and that could be a biological thing, chakra one, or it could be a attraction thing, chakra two. But the question you're asking is, how do I know if I'm pursuing someone just because of a chakra two thing and it's just like an attraction thing? Or how do I know if the attraction I'm feeling is really a heart, deep level soul connection? Mm. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm asking.
Yeah. Well, the way that you can find that out is by, this is something I do and that I talk to people about, by regularly looking at what shows up in your dreams. So if you look at your dream state and look at what's showing up and the people that you're merging with or the people that you're repelled from, you'll get a very clear understanding quite quickly about what type of energy that you're attracted to that you're trying to find within yourself. I hope that didn't sound too confusing, but what I mean is this. If you have constant dreams about finding the perfect male counterpart and in the dream you're really wanting to be with them and you find yourself having sex with them, and a lot of people have sex in dreams. You know, that's the weird thing about dreams. Sometimes we wake up, we're like, oh my God, I just had sex with my mom. And then I went and then I went to the shop and bought some orange juice and then I found myself on Mars. You know, like dreams are really weird.
Yeah.
You're just doing all these different stuff. But, you know, if you're finding yourself in your dream, if you're a female or, you know, or a gay man, if you're finding yourself constantly looking for or in sexual relations with a male counterpart that you want and that you bond with, you're really looking for those aspects of yourself. Carl Jung talks about that, the anima and the animus. Are you familiar with that, Susanna?
No, I'm not.
What that's about? Okay, so Carl Jung says that women, and, you know, let's just generalize it and make it heterosexual to make it a bit easier, women are looking for their male counterpart. They're looking to find their masculine and for that masculine to adore their feminine. They're looking to be whole. He recognized that we're made up of masculine and feminine energies. And he says that men, when they dream about the woman, you know, having sex with or not being able to find, you know, the woman, they're looking for that female counterpart and they're wanting the feminine to adore the masculine. So he sees it as trying to find completion. That's polar opposites attract type completion. So when you start to chronicle your dreams or, you know, become more aware of what dream figures are showing up and the what type of dream figures that you're having sex with and what type of dream figures they are, and what type of man or woman they are, you very quickly become very clear on why you're being attracted to a certain person. Does it make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And the second level of that is then, in the dream, are you trying to find them and you can't find them? Are they the love of your life and you just can't find them and you just desperately want to be with them? Or are you actually having great intimacy with them? Doesn't have to be sexual. In that way, you can also tell, are you really searching for your anima and animus and can't find it? Is it far, far away? If that's the case, then it's highly likely that you're being attracted to people that aren't actually good for you. These people, you are wanting to fulfill that part of yourself. But if you're having dreams where you are with your opposite, your anima or your animus, you're intimate with them and it's all happening, then it's highly likely that you're not searching outside of yourself for something that can't fulfill you. So all of that is chakra 2 level stuff, that polar opposites attract. And when we start to chronicle our dreams and start to look at the people we're attracted to and practice mindfulness around that, we very quickly become clear of what we're wanting, what we don't have.
And so, and I was just going to ask, and if someone, let's say they're not having the dreams, right, and it's showing up in a different way, can you speak of maybe how this would show up in the body or?
Well, you can become aware. Well, firstly, you've got to be aware of who you're feeling attracted to and not psychoanalyze it, psychoanalyzing it brings you out of yourself. But then you become aware of, you just simply say, what do they have that I'm looking for? I give you a perfect example. I think pink is the sexiest of sexies. Like, I'm heterosexual, but I think she is just the bomb. I've always found her so, so sexy. Now, we know that pink's got a fabulous thing happening of the masculine and feminine energy. I mean, that's obvious, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? So that makes her super sexy, and she's raw in herself, and that I love that in people too. But if I take it a step further, you know, I found her so sexy for so long. I still find her sexy, but really I want to be pink sexy because there were things in pink that I wasn't expressing in myself. You know, the things about her that I wasn't being, that I wanted to be and wasn't honoring. So when I did that process, I realized that, well, I still think she's great, but it wasn't that pull. You know, some people we're just around, we get that pull. It's like we can't help but have sex with them. It's like can't help but find ourselves in their arms. We can't help but just want them as close to us as possible. We want to be them. We want to devour them.
Hmm. All right, so this is all level 2 chakra.
Devouring.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I keep getting, it's like a drug. It's like a drug. Yeah, it's a drug. It becomes addictive.
Yeah, because what's happening is you're running on biological urges. And if we let biological urges take over our life, we just not be happy. You know, it's fine that we need to have a good chakra 1 and have a biological urge, but when it takes over and we become animalistic, that problems. You don't want our energy to be stuck in chakra 1, nor do we want to be stuck in chakra 2. Because when we're stuck in chakra 2, we're acting like teenagers who should have outgrown that phase long ago. Mm. You know, teenagers, we're trying it out with everyone. You know, like, well, I don't know about you, Susanna. No, I do know about you, Susanna. But, you know, like teenagehood and that, and early 20s in a way too, we're exploring. And that's fine. But then you get to a point where if you're just going to continue exploring, you're just going to hurt people. You got to grow up, you know?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
And so then what happens is we get to chakra 2 and we go, okay, I've explored chakra 2. Who am I? What am I attracted to? And, you know, the teenage angst is I want to have an identity. You know, I want to be someone. And in order to know who you are, you have to experience the polar opposite of yourself.
Yes.
So we chakra 2, but then we've got to grow up sexually, and a lot of us don't. And you and I talk about this a lot, Susanna. Like if you look at magazines, you know, get your orgasms, women, you know, go out at sexual liberation. It's great. I'm all for sexual liberation, but in some ways the pendulum has swung too far. We've gone from being sexually oppressed to sexually liberated. And what's actually happened is we've gone from having really underactive chakra twos to over-energized chakra twos. We haven't actually ascended. We haven't spiritually developed. We've just gone from one pendulum swing to the other.
Mm.
And I've worked a lot with couples with sexual problems in my, you know, consulting and my, well, I wouldn't call it therapy, but I suppose therapy business. And I know that if they're stuck at the chakra two level with it, if it's I need sex to be happy, or I need sex for my husband to feel good about myself, or I need it, that need, that addictive quality, it just ruins relationships. So what has to happen is we have to move up to solar plexus chakra and become much more grounded in our energy. When we move from chakra two up to chakra three and become more grounded, we're not as prone to the addictive quality of sex. We don't need it as much, or we don't need to be validated by other people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and we sometimes it can come through as like a power surge as well. And you're not looking for that through your sexual interactions.
That's right. You're solid in yourself.
Yeah.
Chakra solid in myself. Because like I said, chakra two exploration needs to happen in, you know, teenage and early 20s, perhaps years. But we need to move through that phase, because if you're going to be controlled by your addictive tendencies, any type of addictions, chakra two, if you're going to be controlled by your sexual impulses, you're not going to be able to forge a great life for yourself, because you're always going to be controlled, you know, by your sexual impulses. Mm. So when you move to three, you become solid. Chakra three is that warrior chakra. You know, chakra three is that real present, here I am, and I will engage in those sexual relationships if it's good for me. See how different that energy is? Chakra two is, I gotta have it. I can't control myself, I gotta have it. Chakra three is, I'm just gonna have a bit of distance to this. Is this good? You know, it's not as impulsive. What happens then, as we're talking about, you know, chakra two sex versus heart chakra sex or chakra four sex, what happens is solar plexus gets strong. And because the solar plexus is the bodyguard of your energy field, what then happens is that the solar plexus starts to direct the heart in the direction of love. And when chakra one, two, three, and four are working, we are sexually attracted to the people that we also love. Does that make sense?
Okay, can you repeat that one more time?
So what happens is, because your question was, how do I know if I'm attracted to them because of an egoic reason?
Yeah.
Or if I'm attracted to them because of a soulful reason? Or how do I know if I'm addicted or if there's real love there? That was your question at the beginning.
Yes, yeah.
The way that we know that is by being integrated chakrically. So when we don't have a strong solar plexus chakra and when we don't have a strong heart chakra, we're just really are victims to our impulses, our sexual fantasies, our drives, and we often go for the people sexually who we think we need to be whole. But when we start to work with solar plexus, we become like a warrior and we start to discern what's good and what's not good. You know, because that's really important. When we have sex with people, and, you know, men often say that it's not the case for them, but, you know, when we have sex with people, we're connected. An energetic exchange takes place whether we like it or not. So, you know, having sex with people that you really don't feel much for is a pretty empty, shallow experience and not very nice for both people involved, generally.
Absolutely.
So what happens is when you get to chakra three and it strengthens, you know, you start to become warrior-like and discerning. And then when you come to the heart, you're coming from love. So your biology, chakra one, is synced with sexual attraction, chakra two, which is synced with what's right for you, chakra three, which is synced with what will bring you love, chakra four.
Mm.
If chakras are balanced, you will then be naturally attracted to love. You're naturally attracted to the people that will love you and the people that you love. You can get yourself out of the, oh, my God, I'm attracted to him, but he's probably an asshole syndrome. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The key is bringing it up to the heart. The key is being honest that we have sexual addictions. We have an array of other addictions, but we're talking about sex. To be honest that we have sexual addictions, to really look at that. A lot of people that have sexual addictions, in my experience, are just blocked creatively. Mm. You know, I've worked with people and I've said, look, this is all blocked in chakra 2. There's an engorging happening, literally, in chakra 2, because you're not expressing your creativity. And you and I both know that creativity is an expression of chakra 2. Yes. You know, it's that too. We got to be honest that we use sex as a tool as well. I mean, women do it all the time. We got to own that too. Oh, if I look good, I can get something. Or we use sex, and we do it often not consciously because it's ingrained within us. You know, we've got years and years and years and years of having to use sex to save ourselves, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Having to process ourselves to get out of situations. It sounds crass, but it's true. But that energy often still operates. Oh, if I do this, I know that I can get him to do that or her to do that. You got to own that stuff too, because that's still coming from an imbalanced chakra too.
Yeah, totally. It's very manipulative, that energy.
It is. It's manipulative. It's I got to get, not I got to give and connect. It's getting. How can I get? By being sexy? How can I get? What's my trade? What's the currency? Sex is a currency we use all the time. So you got to get over that and own it. That's what people can do. Got to own that. Where am I playing with sex? Where am I using it as a currency? And how am I addicted to it? And how do I think I need it? Mm. We don't need it. I mean, there are monks and lots of people that practice celibacy. And I'm sure they have the best sex there is. They have like soul cosmos sex.
That shit is really good.
It is. So it's all about getting your chakras working, bring it up to the heart, you know, be integrated, and then you don't have to worry anymore about falling into bed with someone that you really don't love and that doesn't love you and it's just going to break your heart.
Mm. And I think that's a really valid point. I want to probably dive into this a little bit more because there are so many people who can say, I'm coming from a place of love, or my heart is really in this, and yeah, I really love this person, and yet their energy is stuck down in their sacral chakra.
Yeah.
So what's that about?
You're talking about really where we're stuck as a society. You're really talking about where we're stuck energetically as nations and countries of people. Most people are stuck at a chakra 2 level, Susanna. Most people think that power, sex and money is the most important thing. And if you challenge them on that, they'll say, oh, no, it's not. But you'll say, okay, I'll take your money away from you. I take sex away from you. Oh, power and identity. No. See what I'm saying? Mm. Think about how the world's run. Think about marketing, the way we market. We all have major hooks when it comes to sex, power, and money. The most offensive thing you could say to someone is, you're really bad in bed. Oh, my heart's broken. I mean, or that, what you're saying about yourself, like that type of identity that you're bringing here is not good. Think about how much it hurts. We have like a cultural woundology around it. So when people say I'm coming from the heart, they probably think they are. But until they work on their chakras and do their spiritual practices, they're stuck at chakra 2. Their own consciousness.
Yeah, and that's something like I know definitely in the past I can think of scenarios where I have felt like my heart was really in it. But yeah, looking obviously with where I'm at now and looking back, I can realize now there was actually a lot of harm being caused either between the two people involved or maybe it affected other people as well, that I was being unconscious or justifying, feeling like I'm coming from a place of love. I can't help this.
Yeah. And that's just because, and you and I talk about this, your genitals weren't connected to your heart space.
Yeah.
And the problem is simply you weren't integrated chakrically. Were you? No.
No, it's very dominant down in my chakra too.
Yeah, but most people are there. So most people are saying, but I really feel it with the heart, but the heart's not communicating with chakra two. See, when the chakras are integrated, they communicate, and it's like a computer system. So it's scanning the environment as a team. So when you're imbalanced and you haven't worked on your chakras and you're stuck in chakra one, you're scanning for, you know, another animal that you can have sex with. I know it's crass, but that's what we do. Yeah? If you're imbalanced in chakra two, we're scanning to get off or to feel whole. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with orgasms and sex. Orgasms and sex are fabulous. I don't want anyone to listen to this interview and go, oh my God, Belinda's like anti-orgasms. I'm not, you know. What I'm anti is lack of genital heart integration. So, you know, when we're coming from chakra two, we're just looking around and looking to get off, get fed, feed. But when we come from integrated chakras, they're all communicating together. So just say that you really want to find a beautiful life partner and you want to have a child. If you're integrated chakrically, you will be attracted to someone who loves you, who's good for you, and who wants to have a child with you. You see what I'm saying? Mm. But if it's integrated, you might meet someone who's great in bed but has no aspirations for children. And then you're in the conundrum, oh, do I stay or do I go because I want a child? When our chakras are integrated and working together, there is this internal communication system happening for you. So when you write into the universal computer, I desire this, this man, this woman, all of your chakras are working together. They're looking for that so that you're fulfilled on all of your chakric levels and so that there's no confusion. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And does it help to be really specific with desiring?
No. We're jumping into manifestation terrain now, aren't we?
Just made a big leap there.
It was me. It was my fault.
Okay.
No, it doesn't. And I'll just, you know, just say quickly, ultimately, whatever we're going for is to feel complete.
Mm.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Because we talk about this and you do this in your own life. When you want something to show up, what do? You pretend that it's already there and you feel that way and it shows up. Yeah. So we go for things. We think I need this type of guy to make me happy or this type of job or this amount of money. But really, it's about the energy behind it. And the energy behind it is always, I want to feel whole and complete and blissed out and happy. Eckhart Tolle says, raise your vibrations, get present, and don't even just do away with manifesting. Why? Because you're going to attract it anyway. And he says, and what you'll attract is probably better than what you can envision because you're doing it from a soul level.
Yeah, instead of being limited with the mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to get back to, you know, the genital heart discussion, because it's such a juicy discussion.
Yeah, let's go back.
You're attracted to the right people, the relationships that are loving and fruitful and give you lots when you have integrated chakras because they're all communicating. And they're giving you then those impulses to follow.
Mm.
I mean, you know what I talk about. I talk about chakras, and for me, everything comes back to chakra health.
Yeah. So in regards to integrating the chakras, right, what's the best way to do that?
Work on them.
Yeah.
And how do we work on them, Susanna? You tell me.
Do your meditation.
Meditation.
Yep. And yeah. The white light. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, the thing is, when we work on our chakras, these things naturally take care of themselves. Instead of saying, oh my God, I don't know how to find the right guy, the right people start to show up. Do you know what I mean? The question that I don't know how to find the right guy indicates that the chakras aren't integrated. The chakras aren't working properly.
Mm. So let's just say, all right, you're feeling like your chakras are really integrated and, you know, someone's come into your life and you are aware of that, you know, that sexual attraction and you don't have a need to act on it impulsively, okay, or you need them, but you're very aware that there's some energy happening between you two. But you can also feel it moving up into your heart.
Hmm.
And there's no rush, I guess, because some people can kind of go, well, you know, if nothing has happened sexually by now, then maybe it's just not meant to happen. Maybe this is something else, despite maybe being a sexual attraction there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So you're saying that if a person is feeling sexually attracted but not having to act impulsively, but is feeling love, is that a pretty good indication of integrated chakras?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'd say yeah. Yeah. When it doesn't have that addictive quality to it, when we don't need anything anymore, when you don't need it anymore to give you anything, then you know you've made it, because then you know you can clearly see what's good for you. What always clouds our perception or life is attachment.
Mm.
And when we're no longer attached, we see it as it is. And then we just know, well, is it good for me or not? And we follow it.
Yeah. It's as simple as that. Is it good for me or not?
Yeah. And you don't know that though, but your chakras do. Your chakras do. I mean, I act upon things that make no sense, absolute no sense in a left-hand brain hemisphere way. And my family and my school, the Modern Mystic team, say, okay, here we go again. But they know that it works out. And I've learnt to trust that. Why? My chakras are communicating to me. They're a whole team. I work on them. I give them love every day by looking after them. And they're a team. And they've got all the levels of my life handled.
Mm.
And I act in accordance with that. And, you know, we think then if all our chakras are integrated, life is just going to be rosy and amazing. But you and I both know that we go through times of shadow in order to heal and move forward. So I'm not saying that when your chakras are integrated, you'll only ever meet men who, or you'll straight away meet the perfect man for the rest of your life who wants to do everything for you. And, you know, I'm not saying that. I am saying, though, that when we have integrated chakras, we understand much better why we're attracted to people. And sometimes we think it's a sexual attraction, but when we come from a heart space, it's not sexual at all. They should be a business partner. Or they're a friend. You know what I mean? We get really confused. We're always just trying to jump in bed with people.
Mm.
When often, they're not bed buddies. You know, they're business buddies, or they bring something else to our lives. So when you can detach, and you can only detach if you have integrated chakras, then you really see why people are coming into your space, and you can honor that instead of projecting, it's got to be the right man, or it's got to be the right woman, or it's got to be my knight in shining armor or my princess. We can just let it be. Just let it be.
And there's a spontaneous energy about that, isn't there?
Yeah. And a detached. Yeah. Because we're seeing the gifts that are gifted to us instead of trying to thwart it so that people become what we think we need to be happy.
Yeah.
That's what we do, don't we?
Yeah, totally. And it's interesting.
I need lots of orgasms to make me happy, or sex like 3 times a week, or, you know, or this type of guy. I need a guy that looks like this. That's all chakra two talking. Chakra two is teenage years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then can we jump up to, you know, in regards to having, you know, this really awakened heart, and it's really discerning because the solar plexus is, you know, doing its job. The difference between being guarded and closed off versus just being really discerning.
Hmm. Discernment is a natural byproduct of having a strong chakra three. If you have a strong solar plexus chakra, which is the bodyguard of your energy field, it looks after you so that when you open your heart, you flow love in the right directions. a lot of us think that we have broken hearts. You know, we've been hurt. We've been disappointed. We feel it in the heart. But actually what our problem is that we don't have a strong solar plexus chakra, because the solar plexus chakra is not directing love in the right directions.
So, oh, wait, I have to say that again. You have to say that, just that one line again.
What did I say? I'm on a flow, man.
I'm not even sure, but it was something along the lines of when the solar plexus is strong, then it's directing love in the right places.
That's right. So the job of the solar plexus is to look after the heart, because the heart isn't discerning. The heart just loves. The heart's like a child. They just love everything, like a puppy, like a baby.
Like, and is this the whole concept about free love?
Probably, yeah. Free love. But maybe that's an imbalanced chakra too. But yes. Think of the heart as just like this beautiful, when babies come in, they just love everything.
Yeah.
They don't have any discernment. You know, the heart's just open and pure and loving. But the heart gets hurt when it's not learning discernment. And the way that the heart learns to be discerning is by having a strong solar plexus chakra. The solar plexus chakra is the bodyguard of your heart. If your solar plexus chakra is weak, you'll become guarded because you've been hurt in life, you don't want to get hurt again, and you're not opening your heart, so you get guarded. The problem with that is the law of attraction functions at a chakra 4 level. If you want all the things in your life that you love, you got to give love. The universe is a neutral field. You got to give it love to get love back. Whatever you give it, you get back. So a lot of people say, I've been hurt. I've got to really guard myself. That's the worst thing you can do. When you guard yourself, you stop the flow of love. So your life stops working. You become bitter. You become lonely. You become detached. So instead of saying, my heart's wounded, or instead of saying, the problem is my heart's wounded, I have to guard it, you actually realize that, hey, I got to just get my solar plexus chakra working. Because when the solar plexus is working, it's the warrior that says, okay, baby, okay, like little enlightened Buddha or little puppy, go and love that person. Go and love that person. Do you see what I'm saying? Go and love that person.
Yeah.
And that's how we become discerning. We need a rocking chakra 3.
A rocking chakra 3.
Yeah. And then when chakra 3 is working, we open up. We're not guarded. We're not worried about getting hurt. We open up, and then the heart starts to flow out love, and then life gets full of love.
Yeah.
It's quite dangerous to have a guarded heart chakra. When I said the word dangerous, I mean it literally. You know, having a guarded heart chakra, stopping the flow of love into our lives, causes an array of problems, circulatory problems, heart problems, loneliness, depression. Most people that are depressed have a blocked heart chakra, chronic fatigue. All the chakras are important. We've got 12 and they're all equally important. They all work together. But that heart chakra has got to be pumping out the love. If it's not, nothing works in life.
Mm. Wow.
And that's bringing it back to sex and our discussion, is that when you have been intimate with someone from an integrated chakra level, you experience, you know, the joy and the sensuality and the bliss of chakra 2, because chakra 2 is your sensual chakra, you know. Feeling good, being intimate. Chakra 2 is all about enjoying the sensuality of life. You enjoy the sexual experience, but you're not attached. You don't need it. You're not attached, but you enjoy it. You know, but you stay in your own center. You stay yourself, but you can still merge. Chakra 3 and then chakra 4 is you open the heart. And when two hearts connect in an intimate moment, that's when you just spin off into bliss with another person. That's when you have that soul-to-soul connection. Most people think they're after sex, but what they're after is soulful connection. Mm. And that happens with integrated chakras. And then if your throat's integrated too, you know, chakra 5, we just talked about 1 through 4, if your throat's integrated, you know, it becomes, you can easily communicate what you're experiencing and how it feels and what you like sexually. It becomes, that brings a lot of joy and spontaneity into it. you know, when you can really talk it out and laugh about what's happening. Because, I mean, sex is sometimes really weird. I don't know about you, but sometimes in the act, I'm like, this is weird. And then if you can bring the throat chakra to that, a happy one, and talk about it and laugh about it, it lightens it all up. Think about so many people like intersex and they've got that look on their face and it's all about having an orgasm and all pleasing the person and so heavy. Mm. You just want to be joyful with it. And that happens too when you've got a great chakra 5. And if chakra 6 is working, then you see like amazing stuff. Your psychic chakra is working in sex. It's like, woo, cosmos, mind-bending awesomeness.
Mm. You can just keep going higher and higher.
And we could just keep going higher.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, obviously, you know, I had been in a relationship with a woman. And I'm attracted to women and I'm attracted to men, more so women these days. And lots of women, or maybe they're just coming to my sphere, but, you know, lots of women being attracted to other women but kind of being confused about this attraction. Is this just a love for a woman or is this really a sexual attraction? And that being...
And the question... Mm. Yeah.
And that being a really, just an interesting phase for many women that I know of, you know, is this something sexual or is it just a deep love that I have for another woman?
Well, if you want to know, then you go through the process. You chronicle your dreams. If you can't do that, you find that difficult, and you can't work out, you know, who's coming through in your dreams and what you're looking for. You just work on your chakras. You get them integrated. And then you start to gain more clarity around what you're experiencing. Really, for me, I think that most people have sexual attraction because they're trying to get an energy from that person that they want for themselves.
Mm.
But the question is then, I'm not trying to be confusing, but what is sexual attraction? Like, that's really what we've been talking about here. And people will feel a pull towards a person, but... is that sexual attraction? You know, what is sexual attraction? Is it a kind of a genital pull towards them, or are you just feeling attracted to them, or you feel sexually attracted, or is it just love? You know, I mean, that's the question you're asking me, but a lot of people are just always making it sexual. They're always making things sexual. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why I keep saying we're stuck at chakra 2. I mean, we're hyper-sexed in society. Women are always playing with sex to get what they want or to get their wishes met. That's not a judgment against women. I understand why we do it, but that happens. Men want it too. So we then get to a point where, like, I'm feeling a pull, but I don't even know what this is. And when we get needy and when we have an imbalanced chakra too, it's like, well, I want sex from this, or I want money from this, or I want identity. But when you start to move up to the higher chakras and you become integrated and work on your chakras, you then will just know, I just feel love for this person, you know, or no, this is a sexual relationship and the universe is bringing it to me at the moment, and it's easy to do and I want to experience myself in that moment. Susanna, it's all about clarity, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's coming down to.
It's all about clarity. But we so quickly project chakra 2 stuff on it. Am I going to get money from this? Am I going to get sex from this? Am I going to get recognition from this? Am I going to get power? See what I'm saying? Everything's always about getting the chakra 2 stuff. But when we balance that chakra and move up, when someone comes into our sphere, we're not, what are we getting from them? We're not projecting, what are we getting? Or we're not running it through the chakra 2 lens of, will that give me good sex? Am I feeling attraction because he's got money? Does she have a great body? Will she look good on my side when I go to my business meetings? None of that matters anymore.
Mm.
So then you can get very clear on, I'm feeling a real sexual pull. I really want to engage sexually with this person. This is the next step in my path. Or, wow, I really admire that person. I can see that I'd like to be more like that. Or, I really love this person heart to heart. It's all a matter of clarity. Things get murky. People get hurt when we're bringing all our projections and all our attachments and imbalanced chakra 2s into relationships that weren't meant to be sexual. Or were meant sexual.
Or were meant to be sexual. And that aren't.
Yeah. Well, people can shut down too.
Yeah.
You know, some people will go, oh, but, you know, I'm not gay. I don't want to pursue a relationship with a woman. Ooh, that puts me out of my comfort zone.
Mm.
But in that moment, if you really do your work and your chakras are integrated and you're clear, if it's the journey and your path, that's the journey. It's all about clarity. No one can ever tell you that's just a sexual thing or that's an identity thing or that's a power thing. We have to find it out for ourselves. But we can find it out by being integrated beings, genitals communicating with heart.
Genitals communicating
heart with
heart. Genitals.
Genitals communicating with heart.
Oh, I love it. God, so much juice there. And, yeah, I guess that real importance of, yeah, growing up sexually and letting the energy rise. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, and, nah, there's so much there already. I'm full.
Full.
I'm from full.
That full heart-loving.
Yeah, dark. No, that was beautiful. Do you feel like there's anything else that you need to, I don't know, just share?
No, I think we've talked about it all.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about important things. I do want to share a book. It's called Peace Between the Sheets. Now, I can't remember who wrote it, but if you Google Peace Between the Sheets about sex, I think it's a great book. It is a book that advocates not having ejaculations and orgasms, and I really don't mind if people have ejaculations and orgasms or not. If it happens in a integrated way, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. But she really confronts the whole notion of how we undertake sex. We undertake sex for getting, when really it should be about giving. And I love that book, and it gave me a lot, and it's given my clients a lot too. So I would recommend that to anyone who's listening to this interview.
Mm. Okay, Peace Between the Sheets. I can add a link there too. That could be yummy.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, thank you. Yum.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So here's to rocking integrated chakras and having that, you know, blissed out, soulful, sexual, sensual, cosmic, psychic experience in sex. Yeah. Let's go for that.
Yeah, bring it on.